A pleasant day to anyone listening to the voice of my voice, those who are joining right now. Thank you so much for joining us today on Upper Room, and I want to believe that God has been good to us so far. And I want to believe that of course, God is always faithful. I want to welcome each and every one of us for joining us. If you're listening to my voice, thank you for joining us today on Upper Room. Of course, this is a program designed by God to get towards apostolic recovery of the church. And of course, there are different as the Holy Spirit inspires, there are different subjects to basically consider in order to for us to be able to strengthen our faith and to or be able to keep ourselves abreast of what is what God wants us to do per time and what he has in store for us as well. Thank you for joining us today on Upper Room. Before we proceed, of course, I would will say a word of prayer, and then we will look at today's subject, and we'll go from there. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. So let's close our eyes as we pray together, and then we'll consider God's words. We want to spend a minute or two to appreciate God and to thank God for sparing our lives. And of course, if we look at what so far, how thus far God has been faithful to us, we have a reason to thank Him. So I want us to bow our heads as we bless the name of the Lord, as we thank Him for His goodness upon our lives, upon our families, upon things around us, our friends, our siblings, everyone around us, even our lives, kids, jobs, for how God has been taking good care of us and how He has made it possible for us to be kept alive to today. It is not by our power, it is not by our strength, it's not because we are kind of handsome, beautiful, kind of special beings kind of thing there, right? There are so many people who hope to see today, but they were unable to do so because God has deemed it fit for them to not to for them to be with Him, or He didn't allow that to happen. So let's thank God for keeping us alive, because He, of course, has a reason for keeping us alive today, and He is faithful to make things beautiful for us. Let's appreciate God and let's pray to God that today that the Lord God Almighty will minister to our lives and He will speak His word, and it will help us see reasons why we have come together in the unity of faith to attend to this program. That the Holy Spirit will minister our lives. The entrance of the word gives light and understanding unto the simple. Let's pray that the Lord God Almighty will speak to our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we'll pray. A righteous God in heaven, we thank you for today. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to be kept alive to today. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you've been doing in our lives and how you've been fulfilling your promises in our lives, how you've been blessing us on all sides, how you've been good to us. We give you all honor, be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. We want to pray that as we gather in the unity of faith today to sharing your word, to look into your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit will minister to us and will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. All right, so we'll be looking at today's subject on upper room, and what we will be considering, we will be looking at the tempted and the temptation. The tempted and the temptation. Of course, part of what is going on today, there are a lot of temptations here and there, and of course God wants us to understand that as long as we are in the flesh, temptation will keep coming. It could come in different ways, in our office, anywhere we find ourselves at all, but God wants us to stay sharp and overcome these temptations as they come to us. We will be looking at the tempted and the temptation, and that talks about individuals, talks about, you know, families and what they go through, and it talks about the different temptations basically that comes to man. But we'll be looking at a couple of passages of scriptures here and go from there. If you have been able to enter through a lift, basically, or through an escalator, you've passed through an escalator before, or probably you've been to a park before, and you've done different activities in the park with regards to the different, you know, things made available in the park, like a roller coaster. You've gone through a roller coaster before, or you've ridden a car before, and probably entered an airplane before, or a ship or a boat. Basically, all these things, you know, put together, there is something called an integrity test. Basically, an integrity test to be able to certify those technologies, basically, to see if it fits the dependability, is what I'm saying, of those sort of technology, to see if, you know, it's dependable and if it is safe, basically, in terms of its strength, in terms of what the pressure it can withstand and all that. So there's something called an integrity test. If you want to enroll for some kind of jobs, they would have to do an integrity test for you to test your dependability and, you know, and some other parameters, basically, before they can allow you to play that role in the company. So that talks about integrity tests. So that's what I mean. So that technology is always required from time to time to keep us to ensure that you know, we stay in balance and to be able to test our faith to see if we still stay sharp, or if we've been, you know, we've been lacking behind in some things, or if there are deficiencies and there are things that needs to be corrected. There are a lot of, you know, integrity tests that would have to go through to test our faith, to really see if we trust in the God that we say we are serving. So all through Bible passages, all through the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, there are a few tests, that we read of, basically, in terms of Jesus going through the test after, you know, going through the wilderness to get tempted by the devil and all that. I talked about the life of Job, who was tested in the book of Job chapter 1 verse 8, and the book of Matthew 4:1. You talk about Christ, who, you know, went through temptations and all that. And you talk about the likes of Abraham too. These patriarchs basically actually got tested. You talk about the likes of Peter and all that, who actually went through different temptation. And the same thing is applicable to us today. So with regards to the tempted, that talks about us and the different temptations that would happen, would occur, would we would encounter all through our pilgrim's journey on earth. God wants us to know that He is with us. He is with us. Christ is with us. God is with us. And He will help us to overcome this temptation if we allow Him. So, the Christian walking with God requires that there are certain things that will come to our lives basically to test the integrity of our faith, to see if we are just mere Christians, or to be able to test the integrity of our faith. So different tests will come to us, and you'll discover that in the book of Matthew 26, verse 41, Jesus recommended the antidote when a man is tempted. When you are tempted, what is the antidote? So we'll look at the book of James first. In the book of James, we'll be reading from the book of James to us. If you have your Bible, of course, you can open your Bible and read along the book of James. James chapter 1, then I will be reading in verse 1 and 2, and probably 3 as well. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy that ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect too, and entire, wanting nothing. So James is saying that when temptations comes, we should be happy about it. We shouldn't look at it as, why is the temptation coming now? The temptation to want to sin, the temptation to want to disobey God, the temptation to want to, do things our way, the temptation to want to, different things will come, either in our line of career or at home, anywhere at all. It could be with finance, with money, it could be with anything at all. It's saying when this temptation comes, be happy. Yes. Be happy about it, because there is no temptation that would be beyond you, but you need to stay healthy in your faith, So that's what James is saying here. And you will discover that in the book of in the book when Christ was talking to Peter, and he was advising Peter in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. It said, I prayed for you that your faith failed thee not, and then, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And then there are things that, will come at a Christian, basically. Different things will come at you to make you want to doubt the faith that you claim you have, basically. Different things will come, will shake that faith that you say you have, to test the integrity of it. But we have to stay strong in the Lord. So it's important that these tests are meant to teach us what to do at every point in time when we come across temptation, or when temptation takes us all of a sudden. In Matthew chapter 26, in Matthew 26, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, I'll read from here. Matthew 26, verse 41. Now, in verse 40, he says, And he cometh unto his disciple, that's talking about Jesus, and find them asleep, and said unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? In verse 41, it says, watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So this is the recommendation of Jesus Christ, that there is a need for a Christian to keep watch. You need to watch out. You know, of course, you can't be too careful, but of course, you need just to watch out. So you need to watch, you need to keep a watch, and then you need to pray. Not just keeping a watch, but you need to pray. You need to be watchful where you go to, who you mingle with, how you, you know, how you do things at the office, who you, you know, you just need to be at alert. That's what that means. You need to be watchful, basically. You need to watch and pray. So prayer is very important in the life of a Christian, and watching as well. It's very key to overcoming temptation. So it's important for us to understand this basis. Temptation is spiritual technology, basically, that orchestrates based on testing the integrity of Christian. You remember the book of Job, in the book of Job, in Job chapter 1, verse 8, and you know, when God told Satan that, have you considered my servant Job? He's upright and you know, open and all that. And Satan said, if you give me chance, I can put a temptation across to him. And let's test the integrity. Let's test the integrity of his faith in you. Let's test it. And God allowed it. So there are temptations that will come to us to basically test the integrity of our faith in God. And so many people are falling into temptation because they don't see that temptation. They were not happy when the temptation comes. Nobody is happy when temptation comes. But that is the first thing that you think about is your faith. Temptation, every believer will go, everyone that wants to enter into the kingdom of heaven will go through temptation. There is nobody that will be exempted. Nobody that will be exempted from that temptation. Your temptation may not come in the way you think it will come. It may come in the way, in another way. It's not everybody that will go through the wilderness the way Jesus did and Satan came and then tempted him. No. It's not everybody that will go through the temptation Job went through. You know. So the temptation that will come to us may be totally different from every other kind of temptation. It could be a temptation of a job offer. Maybe someone in the office said, okay, this person is fit for the job or not. And God is saying it's not time to move. And then you move, and then you discover that they just ended that position because the position is just on a contract and you are not aware of the position. And you've been working there for like 17 years and all that, and they just ended that position and they say, okay, goodbye and all that. And then you know, so it's good to be watchful and to pray. So the temptation, maybe because the package is good, the salary is good, everything is good, and also so many people are falling victim of that, you know, based on what they see, not based on, you know, what God is saying about that particular situation. So it's very important that we understand our position in Christ, and we understand what we'll have to go through in order for us, in our pilgrim journey, in order for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So this integrity test is made available just to test our faith, to see if truly what we believe in is true. When Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew chapter 6 in verse 13, was teaching his disciples on how to pray, he said, lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. It just talks about, he basically talks about
giving us, God giving us the strength to overcome temptation when it comes to us, basically. Every child of God will go through this temptation. It could be within your house. You might say, no, I thank God there's no temptation in that. Nobody can tempt me in this house. No, you can be tempted even right in your house. You can be tempted. Not even, it's not about being among friends, being in a public space, or being anywhere outside of your corridor. You can be right without even leaving your house. You can be tempted. You can be tempted. People have gotten, have fallen away as a result of the device they have, maybe a mobile phone, and then a picture just shows up and say, click me, click me, click me. Or maybe you want to win, you just saw something while you were browsing. They said, win an iPhone for $1, and then you click it. When you click it, you cannot get a handle of your phone. Your phone has been, you've been hacked. That's a kind of temptation too. So, it's important, and you, of course, you've not left your corridor. You are still within maybe your home, or you are alone. So it does not really mean, temptation doesn't really mean that you have to interface with someone, or you have to interface with someone in the office or at the marketplace, or it can be anywhere, and it happens. So that's the reason why the recommendation is to watch and pray. The watching has to do with you keeping your spirit alive, staying sharp in the spirit, so that you will be able to identify, no, this one is a temptation, I will not fall for it. And then you pray against it. So the temptation, Christ saying this, the spirit is willing. The spirit of God is always willing. The spirit of a man is always willing to want to, you know, pray, to want to, you know, keep watches and all that. But the flesh will fight that. The flesh is always, that's the first thing that comes up whenever a man is tempted. The first thing that will be telling you is that, why don't you take that money? Why don't you, the flesh will be, the noise will be so much that you if you are not careful, you will drift away from what you believe. So the first thing that comes up is the flesh. The flesh will dictate to you, even when you want to pray, the flesh will say, you've been walking since morning. You walk 8 hours. It takes some time to watch some movie now. Or take some time to, you know, and then the spirit, your spirit is willing to pray, but the flesh is saying, no, it's not that serious now. This, and then the flesh overcomes if you give in for the flesh. So there's a need for us to watch all the time. So, and for us to be able to trust God to make us overcome those challenges in front of us. Someone called me recently, and then she said something, and then she probably was looking to apply for a job and all that, and I did counsel the person. I said, okay, this one that you applied to sounds as if everything is robust, everything is, you know, and all that. And I said, pray concerning this thing. The package is okay. Everything looks okay. It's a senior position. It's a, everything looks okay. You know, and this person already had a job that is working in. In fact, it was 2 weeks, I think 2 or 3 weeks into the job and all that. But the person said, I think I should go for the other one. I said, okay, no problem. I mean, you can't force people and all that, but you can only advise. So advice and all that. The person got into the job and discovered that it's not a place that the person likes. It's not really a complete package as it were, but has already resigned from the other job. So it's then at the end of the day, the person was out of job for a while. You know, so temptation will come to us. Temptation that the present day Christians actually feels temptation is going to come in place of maybe committing fornication, the temptation now is beyond just fornicating, or temptation is, the devil is more wiser in the way he tempts those who have identified with Christ, those the born again Christian, the devil is more smarter, wiser. It won't come to you the way you imagine. It won't come to you the way you imagine. He would have taken time in his inventory to investigate a lot of things before he pushed that thing out. So you can say, I don't want to. It may be through your phone, the phone you are always operating all the time. Temptation can come anywhere, but Christ's recommendation for us to overcome is to watch and to pray. And when a temptation comes to a man, say, ah, God, but why did you allow this temptation? Why did you? Hey, you need to, everybody will learn to be a watchman. You learn to be a watchman. You keep watches. You keep watches. You keep watches. Before you take any decision, you need to sit down and then pray to God that, God, what do you want me to do at this time? Majority of us, we just take decisions based on what we see, and then the flesh begins to drive you, begin to say, do this, do this. No, don't you know that you need this? This one is not enough. Why can't you do the noise? Anytime you notice noise around you to do something, first of all, pause. And then go and sit down and think very well and pray to God and say, God, this is something now. How do I go about this thing now? God is always faithful to make a way of escape for us. He is always available to make up. But he won't speak at first. You first of all wait to see what you want to do. Maybe you depend on your own flesh. You depend on your own ability to navigate and all that. That person, if you see anybody doing like that, that depends on his own, you know, cerebral power, depends on his own mental capacity to withstand some. That person has just, in fact, is drifting away little by little. Jesus Christ said something. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. 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 And when he said that word in the book of John, he meant it by every standard. Without him, we can do nothing. So there's no height you want to get to in life. Without Christ, is nothing. Is nothing. So when something comes to us, we put it, we weigh it by the standard of the scriptures to see what exactly is going on here. Someone can decide to push a job offer to you and say, ah, this package is good, it looks interesting, but you've been on this one for how many years? Why don't you move? You know? And perhaps God is saying, this is not the time to move. I still want you here for another 2 months before you move. And then all of a sudden you took off like tornado. You went ahead and, you know, and then you discover that, oh, I'm in the wrong place, so, and I can't go back. And then you are stuck. And then, yeah. So there are some jobs you will never take. Those kind of jobs will kill your spiritual life. There are some things you should never do because you are going to, one will suffer for it. So he's saying, keeping watch and praying. Keeping watch is important. Most of us, we feel praying is good to pray, but it's also good to watch. You open your eyes and see first, and then you have to. There's a need for us to balance these things so that we will be able to overcome the temptation that is put to us out there. The world is changing. Moving fast, moving too quickly. And there is a need for us as Christians to stay sharp in our walk with God. God is always speaking. He's always interested in our lives, and he speaks to us per time, basically, and he wants us to take heed to his word, to be obedient to his word. Most of us, we get instruction from God. We get inspired by God, but we trivialize those things because we feel it doesn't know how will, when it comes, I will. You are relying on your own flesh. That kind of life, that is not how to live in this present world. It's good to rely on the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the spiritual capital that we have as Christians to be able to overcome whatever temptations that comes to us. So it talks about you as an individual. Where are you in your walk with God? Where are you in your walk with God? Are you securing the right standing with God? If not, do so. Secure the right standing with God and depend on God to help you overcome the temptation that comes to you. Your present status does not matter in times of temptation. Your present status, it doesn't count. Yes, in the table of, you know, spiritual matters, your status in the society does not, it's zero, it's nothing. Yes, it's nothing. So we need to rely on the Spirit of God to help us. There is a tendency for us to want to rely on our human strength, on our human capacity and ability to overcome the challenges that come to us. But God wants us to secure first the right standing with Him. That talks about the tempted one. And the temptation that is ahead of us, we need to trust God through His Spirit, through His Holy Spirit, to guide us to navigate and overcome those things around us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit prompts you, just pray for 15 minutes, pray for 10 minutes, pray for, okay, it's time to say some prayers. Just say, okay, stay indoors. The Spirit of God is always available to guide us. But more often than not the noise of the flesh. The flesh is always making noise. So if you see someone who have not been able to tame the flesh, that person is drifting away little by little. So I want to believe that God has blessed us today through His words. And I want to believe that God will always help us. He has always been helping us, always been helping us. The apostles were able to, you know, were made perfect, you know, because they obey God, and then they were able to, they didn't rely on their flesh. They rely on God to help them overcome the challenges. The patriarchs of old, the likes of Abraham, you know, trusted in God. They didn't have any reservation. They just put all their hopes in God. And that's the reason why they were able to make it to the end. And I want to believe that God will also help us if we depend on Him, if we don't rely on our human strength and our human wisdom, to be able to overcome the temptations that is to come to us. I want us to bow down our heads as we pray to God. Let's commit ourselves into the hands of God, that whatsoever challenges we have in front of us, even right now, which seems like a temptation, let's pray that the God Almighty will give us the grace, the strength, the wisdom, and the revelation to overcome those challenges. And whatever temptation is ahead of us, the Lord God Almighty will help us to overcome them by His own wisdom, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, we'll pray. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for today. We bless Your name. Thank You, Lord, for Your word that has come to us today. Lord, we have learned in Your word to trust in You, to put all our hope and trust in You. We're praying, we're asking, oh God, that as the patriarchs of old were able to overcome, Lord, we pray that You will help us to overcome in Jesus' name. Help us, oh Lord, to stand and to keep our watches and to pray always so as to be able to overcome the temptations that is to come to us through our pilgrim's journey on earth. Lord, we're praying, we're asking for wisdom. We ask, oh God, that You will inspire us and You will reveal unto us that which You want us to know per time, in Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord, to trust in You always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.